Blog Talk Radio.
It's a question box, damn it!
Blog Talk Radio.
Doesn't matter.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this
you
one?
Go. We say and what we want, give it to you non-stop. Any place, anytime, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna tell.
Hello, everybody. This is Karen Ashley, one of your hosts, your co-hosts. You are listening to Uncensored Radio. We have got the most amazing show planned for you today. Katrina Johnson is in the house. Hello.
Fabulous.
Oh, good. Jeffrey Emmett is in the house also. How are you?
I'm Peachy King.
I was going to say, I think he might have us muted because he's trying to pee. But that's just a guess.
No, I don't.
You don't have us muted? It was like a little delay.
You've got no shame. If you can hear a little drippage, that's what's going down.
You know, I ain't got no shame.
I do know that. I have a little shame, though, because you know what I did and I thought of you today. You know how your back is always bad?
Yeah.
And you're always crippled. Well, pulling a chew, Jeffrey, I had a pulled back today. My neck was all thrown and couldn't move my head. So I send my errand boy to the store. My dad comes back with this heat pack, and it's marvelous. You stick it in the microwave, and then, you know, you put it on your sore spots, and it's just, you know, you put heat right on it, and you feel all better. Well, I thought that I was going to use it, and I was all excited. So I throw my heat pack in my Hello Kitty microwave, and wouldn't you know, I start setting shit on fire.
No
joke, I lit the heating pack on fire and the Hello Kitty microwave on fire.
No joke. What did you do wrong? Did you? I mean, I don't understand. It's supposed to be.
I don't know. I guess the heat pack was on a plate, and you're not supposed to do that. And next time, don't put your heating pack on a plate in a Hello Kitty microwave.
No.
Yeah, and it's straight caught on fire. And not only is there a hole in the heating pack, my whole house smells like burnt popcorn. But also, the inside of the microwave is torched.
Oh, no.
And there's not any foil in it. And I read the instructions. It said put in the microwave, not too long. Well, it's only 2 minutes, and the Hello Kitty microwave is not that strong. So I don't know what happened.
When you come to my house again, you are not allowed to use the toaster, the microwave, or anything that has to plug in besides a blender. Okay?
I know. And, like, it's supposed to be idiot-proof. You take the hot pack and put it in the microwave. Like, what's the problem?
Wow.
Yeah.
You got issues.
I know.
I take it back. You don't have issues. You have subscriptions, okay?
What?
You don't have issues. You have subscriptions.
Numerous issues. Thank you.
Right.
That's nice. Thanks.
Right. You've got, like, loads and loads.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's always like fire. It's always, like, domestic products that don't work for her. We just need to keep her surrounded in things that work for her, like champagne, men, and, money.
Precisely.
You know, you can't trust her with a phone. You can't fucking trust her with a vehicle. You can't trust her with a pink taco. You can't.
That's true.
No technology. We need to just face the fact that she is technically challenged, and we need to surround her with money, men, and booze. It is what it is.
I was thinking maybe she just needs to lock herself in her bedroom for a week and not come out.
Well, that wouldn't do us any good to anyone.
Right, then the world would be sad. We need a little kitty in our life. So, you just don't, your dad should have bought you the heating pad that you can plug into the wall. Like, it used to be that simple.
Apparently. I am not to be trusted.
I need to move.
Why?
I swear, like, ever since, I don't know, for the last couple of months, I swear this fucking bitch is haunted. So I just came down the stairs, right?
Yeah.
And I look, like, glance in the living room, and it looks like The blanket, the Christmas blanket on the back of the couch, like somebody was underneath it looking out the window. And I look up again, and it's just there on the couch.
Oh, that's just you being crazy.
The hair on the back of my neck is standing up, like, and I have yet to move.
You should shave it off.
Like, I'm fucking scared shitless.
That, like, seriously, the thing. We stayed in that house, and I didn't get any vibes like that.
I didn't either, but I was drunk.
I usually feel things, you know?
Me too.
So
I was trying to fill up on Fishy, but he wasn't having it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I have not thought there was ghosts in this house the entire time. And in the last couple of months, I just keep getting these weird feelings. Like,
well,
you know,
have you done anything or been in contact with anything or bought anything from like a...
No,
you know
what? It just hit me. It's been since my grandfather died, and I don't even want to think about that.
Oh.
Like, it's fucking me up. Like, I keep seeing somebody in the corner of my eye, or somebody's walking down the hallway, like, or somebody's standing, like, there. You know what I mean? Like, it's freaky shit that, like, you know, I grew up in a house with ghosts. It don't bother me, but it's just freaking me out that why all of a sudden now...
I always think when someone passes away that for a while they're kind of with you. Or you kind of freak yourself out. Like, you know, I had a distant friend who actually passed away, and I would say for like a month I kind of was freaking myself out. And it was just, you know, I think it's just what happened, you know?
Well, you know what? This is what I got to say. Grandpa, if you're fucking around this house, bitch, you got to go. Go fuck with your wife. Go fuck with your son. Because you got to stop messing with me. Unless you're going to help me win the fucking lottery, you got to get the fuck out of my home. You cannot be here. I don't like it. Go somewhere.
You know what? Your mom is in the chat room, and she says, put your glasses on, Jeff. LOL.
I love your mom.
She thinks your ass is just blind and seeing things.
Ask her about the house that we grew up in and how you'd be down in the basement, nobody's home, and you'd hear somebody walking towards the basement door.
Miss Joyce, call in right now, Miss Joyce.
That bitch would run up the stairs. She wouldn't even touch the stairs.
Ooh, I agree. Miss Joyce, call in right now because we need to hear these stories so I can be scared for the rest of the night. My boyfriend, he can't leave me.
Like, I mean, the house that I grew up in was haunted.
Ooh, that's scary. I get things like that because I believe in that. Like, I mean, it's like I really believe that there, you know, there might be things among us.
I think you all are too sensitive and a little crazy, and you're all about to be haunted by the ghost of
Katrina,
Christmas past.
I'm telling you, like, everybody that came over, or, like, after my parents moved out,
you
when
need
I was
Jesus.
There, no, my friends, and we wouldn't say anything. And people would be like, dude, is this house haunted? I'm like, yep. It's no joke.
How many people told you your house was haunted?
I can't even count that high, girl. I'm telling you, anybody that came and spent any amount of time there would be like, who the hell is just standing in the hallway? Oh, nobody. That's Ethel. I don't know what the hell her name is.
Yeah,
I'm telling
you. I'll play around.
Nobody would
be
home.
You know what you need to do? You need to look up the history of your home.
I did.
Look up the history of
your home. I'm not even going to tell you what I found. I'm not even going to tell you.
Tell me. You better
tell
us.
Like, they're... People died in the house. There was funerals
in
there.
The house,
like,
house you used to live in, or this house right now?
The house we used to live in.
The haunted house, not this one.
Oh, okay. Okay. Woo.
Yeah, and like I'm telling you, you would be like in that house when you'd walk down the hallway.
Ooh.
You'd come in. There'd be the stairs on the one side and then a thin hallway. And then at the end of the hallway, it opens up into the living room. But on the right side, underneath the stairs, you know, where they would be, there's a door to go down to the basement. So you'd be down in the basement. Nobody's home. The door's locked. You know, you're home alone. And you'd all of a sudden hear somebody come down the stairs and then walk down the hallway towards that basement door. And when that happened, you ran. So, the ghosts were never mean, but I think they like to mess with you once in a while. And, I mean, I can't tell you how many people that happened to.
They probably like to mess with you because you scream like a bitch.
No, because I was used to it by that point. You know what I mean? Like, I grew up with it, so I didn't think anything was weird about it.
Oh, I would have had to move. I'd have begged my
Except
mom, but we got to go.
If you're in the basement by yourself at night, you know, doing laundry, and you hear somebody walking down the hallway, you're yelling hello, and nobody's answering, you tend to go up the stairs rather quickly because they can lock you down in the basement, and then you got to go out the window into the neighbor's driveway.
They can lock you in the basement?
Yeah, yeah.
That's hilarious. That is funny. That's rude. You have a bunch of rude asshole ghosts. You could at least have
like, you could at least have
nice little elf ghosts that would put out milk and cookies for you like you were Santa Claus. You had mean asshole ghosts gonna lock you in the basement.
Dude, I've never heard of nice elf ghosts.
Katrina, where did you ever hear of nice elf ghosts?
I mean, I don't know. I used to be a nice elf ghost as a kid. That's how I figured out about Santa Claus. I'd leave out Oreo cookies, double stuff with for him with milk, and then I'd wake up in the morning and I'd end up in the pantry and I'd find the Oreo cookies, the same ones that I put out for Santa, back in the original Oreo container, wrapped back up. Now, I have OCD. I can tell when I put something somewhere, where it is, and if it's been moved. So if you go through one of my drawers or you go in my purse, I'm going to know because I know where everything is. If you put back four cookies that I removed, I'm going to know which four cookies you took out, and I'm going to remember where that line was that they were empty. And I knew, and that's how I caught my parents parading as Santa.
Wow.
They tried to outsmart the smarty pants. Wasn't happening.
Oh, that's how you found out Santa was
It's because they were cheap. Why wouldn't you let the cookies spoil? Huh? Why couldn't you just throw them away? Had to go kill my fantasies by trying to save three damn Oreos. Really?
Where's your dad? We need to ask him directly. We'll give you some counseling right now.
He's left the house. He must have known.
You know, Dr. Karen was in the house, and I was ready to work this situation out for you.
It was rude. They thought they could out. Oh, you don't even want to know what they did to me with the Tooth Fairy. Those cheap bastards. Do you know what they did one year? The Tooth Fairy left me an IOU.
Oh,
and my dad. Now, how are you going to give a little kid an IOU, love the Tooth Fairy, in your dad's handwriting? Really?
Whoever's calling Katrina Johnson right now, stop calling her because she's doing a radio show.
Nobody's calling me.
It sounded like there was like call waiting, like clicking.
No, not on me, not on my line.
Oh, how funny.
I don't have any friends. Only friend I had was my dad, but since I outed him on the radio, he won't be calling in.
Man. Oh, my gosh. Well, over the Thanksgiving break, the funny thing is my little nephew lost his tooth, and I had to do the Tooth Fairy because my sister wasn't there. So I was, like, so excited. Like, it was the most amazing.
But I bet you weren't a cheap bastard and gave him money, not an IOU.
Right, we gave him money, and we slid it under his little pillow when they were asleep. I had to wait for both nephews to go to sleep because I was like, okay, if one sees me do it, then it was like such pressure. But, yep, slid it under there. He was very excited.
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
saying.
IOU, that's just wrong.
They did me dirty as a kid. That's why I have issues now. That's got to be it.
Oh, I know.
All the trickery.
Well, at least where it started.
I'm saying, thank you. At least that's where it started. So if I'm sneaky now, you know why.
Mm-hmm. See? And her lack of trust started when the trust of Santa and the Tooth Fairy were broken.
Blew up in my face.
Blew up. Oh, man, that is
crazy.
It was
rude.
Well, you know what? I am glad you're back tonight because we were going to start a subject and we just never got around to it because we were on a crazy roll all night.
I like that.
We were just basically on a roll and never quite got to our subject. Jeffrey, did you want to introduce the subject tonight? Where's Jeffrey? He must be in the screening room. Well, I'll introduce the subject tonight because I feel like you probably will have something that can relate to this, Miss Katrina. We're talking about the worst and the best Christmas gift. And I know you've got a worst. I am sure of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So why don't you tell the audience your worst Christmas gift?
Okay. I have to say that my mother is responsible for the worst Christmas gifts for my entire family. And, like, you know, growing up, you always want to be the cool kid. And you always want to have, like, the cool parties. Like, I remember I used to love going over to my friend Debbie's house because her parents bought the expensive Ziploc baggies. So when they made us a lunch for school, it always had, like, the good kid food in it, like, yummy. And my parents used the cheapy Ziploc baggies that didn't zip, like the sandwich bag types that fold over, and then your sandwich falls out in your bag and gets everywhere. Well, that's how, you know, my parents were like the discount shoppers. So it was like that with Christmas, too. And my mom was a nurse, and then later on she was a doctor. But while she was a nurse, she would buy everybody in our family medical supplies. Okay. Yes, what? My mom would buy all the kids included freaking medical supplies, okay? So, that being said, I'm...
Round of applause for Mom.
Yeah.
This bitch thinks she's handy now and she can press a clip.
Okay, well, listen.
Round of applause for Mom.
If you wondered how I learned how to pop pills, this is where it comes from. I'm only half kidding.
Lord.
Only half kidding. Only half, that was a joke. Okay, fine. Anyway,
that was a joke.
But my parents, yeah, mom gave medical supplies. All of my cousins were heavily into martial arts, and we all qualified for the Olympics, and everybody was into judo and wrestling and all that stuff. Well, that being said, my mother would put as stocking stuffers for all of the kids, and I'm saying there were 20 of us, me and my cousins. She would give us all athlete's foot powder. And
y'all had some problems that y'all weren't ready to discuss.
You know, I mean, but that's kind of a rude gift. Are you assuming I've got fungus? Like, really?
I'm just making an assumption.
Really, Mom? Come on, man. You got to give me a present that says, here, handle your fungus. It was so rude. And
that's the gift that keeps on giving.
It's dirty and wrong and stinky. That powder stinks, okay?
Oh.
And it stinks. She gave us stink foot powder and this cream that you put on that's like also some sort of weird-ass antifungal, prevents ringworm and all kind of weird stuff.
I'm gonna
throw joke. My mom gave us rude presents for fungus. Those are the worst Christmas presents. Good luck, y'all, trying to beat me. Go ahead.
Who is on the line? Because it sounds like we need, there's a doorbell
interference. Hello?
Hello? You can all hear me now?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, this is Sonia. I prefer my name as Jeffrey's crazy cat lady name.
What's up, crazy cat lady? How's the burka?
Well, you know, it still fits. I haven't put on weight, you know, things that my jaw's broke. Can't eat a lot, you know. So, still good.
Well, that's
but
good.
I buzzed in when you were talking about the IOU.
Yes.
Who's Mary? Okay,
yes.
My birthday is the 4th of July. I moved out of Idaho the day after my birthday, which was July 3rd. Excuse me, that's my brother's birthday. Mine is December 3rd. And so the first 4th of July I had in Boston, I went to the Boston Pops, you know, on the Charles River at the Hat Show, and I was saying, this is because it's my mommy's birthday, because her birthday is the 4th of July. It was great. My mother is the most special person in the world. Look, they're giving her all this fireworks and everything. About 2 years later, I'm looking over this hill, and we're looking over the Charles River, and I'm like, it's my mommy's birthday. That's why they're doing it. And this son of a bitch says to me, it's the 4th of July because we fought the British people, and it's the Day of Independence. It's not because it's your mommy's birthday. I hate that man.
What a dick.
I thought it was because it was my mother's birthday, and she was special.
She was special. That's so rude.
Yeah.
Who says that? Even to a kid. What a dick.
Killed me. I hate
that.
Wow.
And if I ever see him, I'd probably smack him today and tell the judge, oops.
No, what you should do is put on your burka outfit, sneak into his house, and tell him you're haunting him for being a bad person.
I'm afraid by the time I got from my house to his house in a burka, I would die.
This cowardly bitch wouldn't wear it. I wanted her to wear it for Halloween and go trick-or-treating and give me some candy, and she wouldn't do it.
No.
Well, she'd give it to you, but you probably wouldn't fit.
No, there's too much unrest. I'm not putting a target on my back. I don't have body armor.
That's
funny.
That was funny.
Attire.
Bitch, you got phone books.
Yeah, then I'd look over. Wait, I ain't going there.
thank you so much, Crazy Kelly. You always call me.
Always a pleasure.
Good night.
Oh,
we should have asked her her worst gift. I bet she had a good one. Oh, well, who's that? We're popular.
Well, wait, do you want to ask her what her worst gift was? Or
is she still on?
Well, we got somebody else on. Let's take them, and then we'll ask her in a second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, it's Brianna.
Oh, hi, Brianna. So what was your worst gift?
Are we just doing worst gifts, or
we can do best gift?
Well, my best gift I got early, before Christmas, because I was adopted by Blake.
So now you're just showing off.
So now I'm sister. So that was the best present.
Aw, that's precious. Your brother is handsome, and he's got a gorgeous girlfriend.
I can't think of any bad gifts I've got. So I thought I'd go with the best gift.
Yeah, that was definitely the best.
Yeah. Round of applause to you. Well, thank you for calling, Bree, as always. It's always a pleasure.
Fantastic. All right. So, do we want... hang on. All right, hold on. Cat lady, what's your worst gift you ever got? Go ahead, come on.
You talking to me now?
Yeah, we're talking to you.
Okay, I'll tell you my worst gift. It was in D.C. Picture this. I'm 19 years old. I live in D.C. I'm like in a throes of life because it's just wonderful. I make more money than I can spend. And I asked for a backgammon game. Well, everybody gives me lingerie. That was for my girlfriend. And I'm like, okay, now I want a backgammon gift with ivory stones. Go ahead. Go find that. And they didn't. And I didn't get a birthday gift. I mean, a Christmas present gift.
You're trying to kill Babar so you could play a game. That's rude.
And I'm a good backgammon player. I've been banned from several places because they think I'm hustling them. But anyway, I didn't get a backgammon board again.
What did you get?
They gave me gifts that worked for my girlfriend. I'm like, screw you. That's 2 years in a row. And I'm like, seriously, I want a backgammon board. And I want ivory stones. And I know they're illegal, so go figure it out.
Only you, bitch.
Go hunt that shit down in Africa, bring it back to me, and let me play connect the dots on it. Is that basically how that went?
Well, no. They finally got me a backgammon board. But then I heard the next year, and seeing that that was 2 years in a row, I got bad gifts. The fourth year, after the third year, I was not kidding. So it took them phone calls, and they had to drive to Pennsylvania to find me a backgammon board, made of leather with beautiful stones. Not made of ivory, but beautiful stones. I finally got the good birthday present. But for 3 years in a row, everybody ignored me. I was mad. I finally got my wedding.
Aww.
Yeah, bad.
You are something.
Off.
All right. Well, thank you for your backgammon thing, bitch. You know what's real funny is I've known this bitch for years now, and not once has this bitch ever asked to play backgammon with me. So I don't really know what the deal is.
She doesn't like you. But she just doesn't like you. That's it.
Well, if you had a bad gift, please call in. We need to know your story because I know everybody at some point had a bad gift. Now, Jeff, you never told us what your bad gift was.
I can't tell you.
You got to tell us.
Why?
Your mom's on the line. Better tell us.
No.
Mama Emmett, close your ears. Tell us.
Close your ears, Mama Emmett. You must speak
I'm trying
the truth.
To remember. I can't. I don't know. I can't even remember.
This is some bullshit. I don't have time for it. Just tell us your bad gifts.
No, well, okay, 1 year, I don't even think it was that long ago, I had relatives give me a watch.
What kind of watch? Was it the kind of watch in Pulp Fiction that your uncle had keistered for 7 years during a war?
No, it was like probably a $5 watch.
Oh.
Oh, like kind of, you know, plastic watch?
No, it was like a metal one, but like, I'm like, okay.
Was it like the kind you get in a Happy Meal?
Yeah, pretty much. No, I think it was one out of a vending machine. What the fuck? Like, I've never worn a watch except when I was a little kid. Like, why? Why? Do you not know me at all?
They're
Hello?
Trying to say stop being late with your lazy ass.
I wasn't lazy. It would make more sense for them to get me, like, condoms. Like, not a fucking watch. Are you kidding?
Wow. I wouldn't know a family member to give me condoms.
Well, you've had
family members.
But
we've established your family's much cooler than mine.
I was going to say, Jeffrey's family has become your family, and as I recall, they gave you condoms.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Good
well,
time.
I'll be back. I see we've got some numbers on the line, so I'm going to go find out who they are. So, y'all
yes.
have fun.
Okay, so tell us, Katrina, because I know, like, in my family, it's a huge family tradition. Like, we all get together. It's really Christmas Eve. Like, Christmas Eve is, like, the big day. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, my mom will cook food. And then midnight hits, and we're you know, opening presents. Like, we don't even
That's exactly what we do. We do church first.
Yeah.
And, like, it's like a candle lighting ceremony, kind of late, I want to say, like, around 11. And then we
mm-hmm.
get home for midnight presents.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, so that's the thing.
Like, yeah, pretty much same thing. Yep.
Okay.
And before that, we have a big old potluck with all my favorite food with the family. Now that I'm living in Vegas, I kind of just try and do the same thing, but for all of my friends that I call orphans, you know, the ones
mm-hmm.
that don't have family here around. So I've carried on the tradition, and I just do that now here.
Very cool. Very cool. You know what? I think we've got somebody on the line. You want to hold on 1 second. Let me see who this is. Who is it?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Unscented Radio. Who is this?
This is Johnny.
Oh,
hi,
hi,
Johnny.
Hi, girls. How are you guys?
Fabulous.
Wonderful. How are you?
I just wanted to talk about the worst gift I've ever gotten. It wasn't
yes,
for Christmas,
please.
But it was for my birthday.
Okay.
That's cool.
So basically, I just watched you. At the time, I was just starting graduate school. You know, I wanted to get on the right track. So what I wanted was an iPad because it would be a lot easier for me to travel around and do schoolwork and do research with that as opposed to carrying around this big laptop. And I always,
mm-hmm.
I was dropping a lot of hints. I mean, my mom knew, my dad knew what I wanted. And then we went down to Virginia for my family reunion. We went to Mount Vernon. And then the weekend of my birthday, I came back. I was out. My mom's like, oh, you got a package from Mount Vernon. I was like, I don't remember buying anything. So I come
mm-hmm.
home, I open up the box, and it's a bust of George Washington.
What?
And my father was like, oh, yeah, I know you like, because I was a history major in my undergrad, but he's like, oh, yeah, I know you love history, so I just thought you'd like that.
Oh,
and
no.
So I kind of wanted, I thought I'd be really, like, spiteful and like, passive-aggressive and carry around the bus and take, like, headphones to it. Oh, wait, I can't listen to music because I have a bust. You know, it would be easier if I had something like an iPad. But I decided to be nicer. But, yeah, that was the worst gift I've ever gotten.
That is so wrong on so many levels because I don't know anyone who would want that. Like, even the biggest history buff doesn't want that.
That's
like
hilarious.
It's like I'm 90 years old. Like, I don't know any people my age who would want a bust. Like,
I have one.
Like,
I have my own. My own.
Who?
Well,
I have my head from when I played Ross Perot, but it's weird and creepy because it's not painted and it's bald. So it's
what?
Creepy.
This is when she was like 10 or 12 years old. On all
yeah,
that.
Because they would make a mold of my face and then they could make prosthetics off the mold of my face. So they would use it like, you know, when you go to the dentist and they take a mold of your teeth and then they make you a retainer or whatever. Well, they did that with this mold of my head, and then afterwards they gave it to me. So I have this ugly thing of my head with no hair, and it's not painted, and it's really creepy.
Yeah, that's freaking creepy. Thank you so much, Kyle, for coming in. Crazy. Oh, my God.
That was Johnny.
That was Johnny. Got it. Thank you, Johnny. I'm sorry. I'm sitting here looking at the next person. So,
yeah, but see, this shit ain't easy, is it, motherfucker?
It is not easy. I am trying for the first time, guys. If I seem like a little, like, off my rocker tonight, it's because I have the show on. I'm trying to help Jeffrey do, like, sound effects, help him bring in the calls. And, like, people keep calling me, and they know from 6 to 7 this is when I do the show. And it's, like, insanely crazy right now, and I can't even read the damn screen. So, Johnny, thank you for telling us your worst gift, because that was freaking funny.
I got another weird gift that I just shared in the chat room that I haven't told you guys about yet.
What?
I gave a really weird gift last year to my dad.
What?
I gave him 3 goats, 5 ducks, and 2 chickens.
What?
Are you smoking weed again?
I don't smoke. I was like, Dad, what do you want? And he's like, oh, you know, I want a goat. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, you know, like a goat. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? I was like, absolutely not. You could barely even take care of my poodle. You cannot have a goat. He goes, no, actually, I want 3 goats. I was like, what the hell are you talking about? And at this point, I'm thinking you're going to get a one-way ticket to the loony bin if you keep this up. I'm not giving my parents a farm animal or farm animals or livestock for Christmas. And then he's like, yeah, it's a really good cause, whatever. I'm like, oh, I get it. Okay. And then he hands me this pamphlet, and it's like, you know, a church thing. And you give a family in need this bundle of livestock, and then they can sustain for like a year. I'm like, okay, fine. That makes sense. Like, you give them goats and ducks and chickens, and then they can, like, have milk, they can have eggs, they can eat it, they can whatever. I'm like, okay, fine. But that still sounds really weird because everybody's asking me, what'd you get your dad? And I'm like, goats. But the goats were better than the jock itch cream that my mom used to give me.
Yeah, your mom, wow, man.
She's special.
Well, okay, exactly, very special. So, Jeffrey, I know you are like the ultimate, you got like 8 Christmas trees in your house. You cook like ridiculous amounts of food for the holidays. What are some of Jeffrey Emmett's, you know, holiday traditions? Because I know you have probably 1,000 traditions that your family does.
What is this? The fucking magic night that we're all getting beeps during the show?
I don't know. Like, why are people calling, right? It's such a crazy, I'm like, I'm doing the show. Leave me alone.
Seriously, like, go fuck a duck, people. Like, hello, I'm on air.
That's not one of the ones I gave my dad, because that's rude.
Yeah.
I paid for those.
Right. So what are some of the traditions, Jeffrey, in your household for the holidays? You and your Christmas tree.
My crazy-ass mother, God love her, makes us all wear Santa hats.
What's wrong with that?
None. Girl, I don't know. We don't really. Mom, you're in the chat room. What the fuck we do for Christmas?
Really?
I don't know.
Last year I had a bunch of people over, and I made everybody wear a hat. And if they didn't have one, I provided them with one. So I turned my dad into an elf. Ears. I turned someone else, my friend Dan, he's a 7-foot-tall black guy, and he's got a giant afro. I made him wear a yarmulke, just because it was funny, because it wouldn't fit over his fro.
So you made him wear a yarmulke?
Yeah, it's a holiday hat.
No, but yeah, if you're Jewish.
Hey, it's the holiday season. If I had a Kwanzaa hat, I'd have put somebody in that too, but I don't know what their headwear looks like.
Oh, my God.
What?
You are just a mess.
What's the problem?
She's like, if I had a Kwanzaa hat, I'd have put them in it.
Yeah, I just don't know what that looks like, or, you know. Yes, thank you, Heather Ray. Look it up and let me know.
Uh-oh. They said Karen was echoing, so I had to, like,
Karen, do you hear this bitch? She wanted to put somebody in a Kwanzaa hat.
What's wrong with that?
Katrina.
Katrina wants to put somebody in a Kwanzaa hat?
Yes,
Kwanzaa
I made everybody wear holiday hats, and some people got turned into reindeer, some people got turned into elves, somebody had to wear a yarmulke, and if I had a Kwanzaa hat, I'd put somebody in that, but I don't know what they look like.
Right. You know, Katrina, now you're echoing, so let's reconnect you. Your Kwanzaa hat. I'll have to find you one, and I'll send it to you, Katrina.
Thank you.
This is wrong.
I just don't even know what to say with you guys right now.
Well, if you can't beat them, join them.
A Kwanzaa hat?
There are hats. There are Kwanzaa hats. There are people who have, I'm going to go online right now and find Kwanzaa attire.
I love that my mother just posted, my husband gave me an electronic beaters for Christmas. He's lucky I didn't beat him to death with them. My mother does not do household appliances for Christmas, where I am like the exact opposite, where I'm like, bitch, you want to buy me some beaters? Come on, bring me some beaters. How about a vacuum cleaner? I love me a vacuum cleaner for Christmas.
That is fine. No, see, I would love that kind of stuff. Like, I personally love, like, I've been asking for one of those blenders, you know, one of those mixers, I mean. You know, like the KitchenAid, the really fancy one?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want.
See, I hear you. My mother's like, no.
Really? Yeah, see, I think that's great. I like practical gifts. I totally
not
like
my mother.
Gifts.
Oh, no.
No, why she's, not?
She's not the one.
Oh, how funny. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I get it. I mean, I think sometimes when you think practical gifts, it's almost like, you know, it's like no thought. It's like a gift card. It almost just kills it, you know? Oh, she said not from my husband. She doesn't want it from her husband. She wants him to get her probably something a little bit more sentimental.
Now, look, here's
like,
the thing. As long as you know I want a vacuum, I'm okay. But now if somebody went and bought me a vacuum cleaner and I didn't know about it, I might be pissed.
Yes.
Hey. Will you unmute me?
You're unmuted.
Oh.
I realized, I looked over at the computer, and I realized we forgot to unmute you, which made me just kind of giggle.
Did you guys see what Heather Ray put in the chat room when she typed in Kwanzaa hat?
No.
It's brilliant. It's this guy, and he's wearing a banana hammock and a matching little cap. And that is what I am going to make all of my guests wear. From now on, and they come on.
I don't understand what just happened.
I don't know. It's like
in the chat room.
Is there a large? Do you guys hear an echo?
No.
Yes.
I do. And so does Jennifer Mulholland. A lot of people hearing the echo.
Well,
we're trying to figure out the technical difficulties.
This just sucks. Happy fucking holidays. I quit.
Do you hear the echo now, people? Do you hear the echo? Yeah, it's still bad. I muted Katrina. I thought it was Katrina.
But hang on.
Hi.
There you are, Katrina. Are you back?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry. I was just doing a little test. I'll be right back. Excuse me with the technical difficulties. Oh, wait, you know, Jeffrey's gone, too. I don't know where he went. Oh, there he is.
No, I muted myself to see if I was the echo. Because I don't hear one.
Katrina, talk.
Something. Kwanzaa junk in my house at my Christmas party. A banana hammock. And crickets.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Okay, this is just craziness. So, Katrina, how's your love life going? Anything new?
No.
Did you ask Santa for a man under the tree this year? That's
what
we're all dying to know.
You know what I'm going to do tonight? I probably shouldn't be telling you this. I am going to go to Gilly's on the strip, and I'm going to mud wrestle my girlfriend.
Are you getting paid?
Yes.
Oh, well, hey.
And chocolate pudding. So I figure if I don't have a man to go with me there, I'll meet one there. That's for sure, right?
Probably.
Exactly.
I'm trying to figure out. Karen left again. I don't know if she's here. She's
no, I'm
gone.
Here. I'm back.
Oh.
I'm trying to fix the technical difficulty, so I don't know where it's coming from, guys. So sorry.
Well, this is just a barrel of fun. Can I just tell you?
I'll send you a picture from the mud wrestling tonight.
I just don't even know how to save this.
That's how I celebrate Christmas.
I'm traumatized.
I know.
I tried
to this is your topic.
Oh, bitch, you going to throw me under the bus like that.
Yeah.
I ain't mistaken.
Yeah, this was your topic.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about
you. Let's talk about you, me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that
make me. Let's talk about sex. Now we owe Salt and Pepper like fucking $30.
Well, that's your fault.
Well, you know, I stumbled across some interesting shit today.
Mm-hmm.
Or the doorbell.
That's Salt and Pepper calling to collect. Dadgummit.
Hello?
Who is it?
Hello? Christopher from Florida. Hello?
Oh,
well, Christopher. Hey. You get nothing. Sorry. Goodbye. You're getting coal in your stocking.
Oh.
Okay, so tell your story, Jeffrey. Go ahead.
Now I lost track. I don't really remember.
Oh, Lord.
I think it was going to be about food because you were talking about salt and pepper.
Oh, no. Oh. Hello? Como esta? Wow,
hey, guys. It's Jennifer. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hi, Jennifer. I've been better.
I'm happy as can be, and I'm still laughing of the name that Katrina gave me last night.
What name did she give you last night? Was I drunk? I don't remember this.
That wasn't Katrina. That was LaToya. Katrina was sick last night.
Well, I think LaToya.
She was juicy.
Yes.
I'll take the credit. What was the name?
LaToya called me juicy right off the bat, and I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Because she said Jennifer, and she thought she said juicy. And she's like, hold up, your name is juicy? And then she goes, no, this is Jennifer. And then I was like, oh, no, I like juicy better. Let's go with juicy.
That can
Where
be your stripper
was
name
I for
sure.
Yeah,
So it's official. You guys have gave me a nickname.
Yay. And do you love it?
Well, all right.
I
Yuki,
love it.
What the hell was your word for gift? Let us know, sister. We're dying.
Well, just a long day of work, getting ready for Christmas and, you know, getting ready to have so much fun with the family and all that stuff, you know.
Well, no, girl, but what the hell was your word for gift? That's what I need to know.
Oh, God. My word for gift for Christmas. Oh, my goodness. I really don't have a bad gift, but,
Well, if you have to brag, then tell us your best gift. What's your best gift?
Okay. I would say a $25 gift card to Starbucks.
That's your best gift? Girl.
Hey, I can't turn down
maybe
coffee.
Maybe she really likes coffee, Jeffrey.
Well, yeah, I guess that could be so.
Don't be hitting up the
you just ignore him. So go ahead, and that's a fabulous gift. And so did you use it all in one setting, or did you, like, spread it out over, like, a month?
Well, I kind of went back and forth with it. I would spend it one time, and then I would spend it again. I would spend it twice.
Okay, awesome.
So you spend $12.50 each Starbucks
each time?
Yes.
Did you buy coffee for, like, the whole gym?
No, usually it's like if I would go to Starbucks with a gift card, it would be, like, with me and my friends.
Oh, okay. So you bought them coffee. That's very generous of you.
Yeah, we kind of feed off of each other, so we buy each other gifts and have fun.
Okay, well, you have a Merry Christmas, and thank you so much for calling, Juicy. See?
Okay.
It's great.
Well, I think I may have some Kwanzaa answers, because I just looked up global traditions for the holidays, and 10 holiday traditions across the world, in fact. And Kwanzaa in the U.S. just happens to be one of them. Would you like to know about it? I'll tell you about it.
Yes.
No, I don't want to know about it. I want you to look at the picture that Heather Ray posted in the chat room.
Look at
it. And I want you to tell
it.
Me that you wouldn't have people wear that to your house.
Oh, dear. Okay, well, in a second. So it says Kwanzaa is a week-long celebration honoring African-American culture. It was first celebrated in 1966. And is one of the fastest-growing holidays. A Kwanzaa celebration often includes singing, drumming, and a selection of readings such as the African Pledge or parts of Africa history.
Well, thanks, Jeffrey. That's so informative.
Yeah, and the rest of this shit, I can't. It's from all across the world, but the names of whatever the hell they're celebrating, I can't even say. So I'm just going to
try it.
No, I
try
don't.
Try it.
Really.
Come on. Come on.
Okay.
Sure.
It's Omisoka in Japan. Omisaka? Omisoko? Omisuka? I don't know. In Japan.
Kusami?
In Japan, Kusami or New Year's Eve is the second most holiday of the year. It's the start of a new beginning. Japanese family gathered for a late dinner around 11 p.m. and at midnight, many visitors take to a shrine or temple. What? In many cases, there's a bell that is struck 108 times, symbolizing desires believed to cause human suffering. What the fuck? I don't know. I ain't trying to visit Japan. Whenever the fuck that is during the year, no thanks. You know, but speaking of New Year's Eve, oh, dear. My mother just texted me, your father is throwing up in the bathroom. It sounds like wild animals are in the house. Thanks,
is it a lion or a llama? Ask her that.
She's probably going to kill me for reading that on air.
That's awesome. I need more stuff like that.
Right. Yeah, so if you are out there and you have a horrible, if you had a horrible, will you tell us about your sickness, Missy? You texted me about some sickness you had the other day when we were doing our serious show. If you have a horrible sickness story, please call us with us to gross us out.
Okay, this story is not for the light of heart. I'm just going to tell you straight up. As I was puking exorcist style, I pulled a Charlotte, and I may have pulled a Charlotte in my pink Hello Kitty pants.
Oh!
I'll let you decode that however you like.
Oh, my God.
Here on Uncensored Radio, the train wreck that is the show before. Oh, Lord.
You asked.
You think I know you were
about
in your pants.
I didn't volunteer. You asked.
Well, I mean, I guess that's better than her telling us she got toxic shock. I mean.
Yeah, I'm not dirty. I was just sick. It's not my fault. There's a difference.
I didn't think you would actually share it.
Listen, bitches. You said, tell me how gross it was. So, I told you how gross it was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my
okay,
God.
Okay, so I have a real question. Truly, like, I've been pondering this for days. Oh, wait, I actually wrote notes the other day, so I probably should look at them. Okay, so you know how the world's supposed to end on Friday? I've been thinking about this. And I'm just wondering, like, what time zone in particular is when it's going to end?
Is it all going to go kaput?
Yeah, like, I need to know. Like, is it going to be, like, is it going to go in accordance to the time zone? Like, if China blows up, do we know it's, you know, like, we need to, like, bury ourselves in the backyard?
No.
Like, you know
because
what I mean?
You're
like,
probably
China
afraid
gonna,
of the
like
dark.
Is it going to go in order of the time? I'm a little concerned. Like, am I going to be dead before y'all because y'all 3 hours behind me, so I'm going to die first?
Ew.
Like, that's the problem. And then, now, I heard that the calendar does not do leap years, so I'm not for certain. Leap year would mean there's an extra day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I don't know how many years, what's been like 500 years or 1,500 or a whole bunch of years since the Mayan things. So that means there's like, what, every 4 years there's an extra year. So that would have meant that the actual December 21st in the Mayan world would have been like a whole bunch of days ago, and we survived, right?
Right.
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 So if the world ends over here in New York,
okay.
12 o'clock on Friday, I'll let y'all know.
Right. Well, see, this is the thing. If the world ends, how are you going to let us know?
Well, I'll send a text out as like, you know, I'm burning or something.
But this is my thought. Like, is it like, if I wonder if it's like instant, it all just goes. Or is it like East Coast, Central Time Zone, Mountain Time Zone?
That's what I'm saying. It can't all just go at once because not all of us is going to be on Friday.
In that case, right. I'm going to the equator and I'm going to watch the whole thing.
And then, you know, technically I'm sitting here like, wait a minute, don't the Jews go by a whole different calendar? So what
well,
if
none of us go by the Mayan calendar, so I don't know why.
But I'm saying, like, which one's more correct? Because, like, I can't remember because my Jewish friend told me, like, it's different, and I don't really know. But I'm like, so what if it was the Mayan calendar went with the Jewish times? I mean, it's just so confusing for me. I just don't understand. So...
The only thing that's similar to the Mayans and the Jewish people is that they're smart and short.
And I just need to know, because if we're all going to die at Chinese time, that means,
mm-hmm.
what were they, like 13 hours ahead of us, 12 hours or something?
Right.
You know, that means I'm going to die Thursday at like noon.
I think that really the world ends on Zulu time, so that we're all at the same time and we just kind of implode together.
Well, what is Zulu time?
Zulu time is the world clock. So that
well,
wherever you are
clock?
In the world, it's the same time.
Well,
it's
how
all
is that?
In.
Wait, no.
We need to have like a really big show on Friday so that we can like count down the ending.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
I'm so
it's
confused.
The end of the world as we know it.
I'm
no?
just really confused.
I'm
what
you
is the world clock? Is there a world clock that no one told me about?
I just told you, bitch. Do you not listen?
Yeah, but I didn't understand.
Look it up. Zulu time.
Yeah, but then what time is it?
That's
it's whatever
clock.
Time it is right now. It's the same time that it is everywhere in the world.
But it's not because it's like almost 7 year time, but it's almost 10 year, so it can't be.
Right. So if they meet somewhere in the middle at Zulu time, say it's Zulu time 2100 hours.
What the hell is 2100 hours?
That means that that's what time it is everywhere in the world.
I don't understand.
I just can't deal with you,
Jeffrey. If Friday is the day, what are you doing on Thursday?
I'm going to get drunk.
Katrina, oh, really?
What are
you going to
do
today?
Thursday?
Get drunk. So status quo. That was deep.
Actually, I'm going to knock off a few liquor stores, and I'm going to go probably steal iPads and a nice car, and I'm just going to cruise around drinking.
Nice. Will you send me an iPad, a Hello Kitty one?
It only lasts like for a day, and then it's all gone. That's what you want to do with your last moment?
Well, what the hell else is there to do? I'm saying if we're going to kick it, I mean, what the fuck? I'm going to get my goodbyes out of the way, and I'm going to go do some crazy shit. Like, if I know
Jeff,
the world's
going to
end,
laughed
I will,
at.
At that point, I will probably go get in a plane and try to fly that motherfucker myself and then jump out.
Oh, no.
Well, that's a terrible idea.
You need to do that today so that at least you have, like, a couple of days to enjoy the money you still and the cars you still. And
well, no, bitch, because only if I'm going to do this shit if I know the world's going to end. Because if it's not going to end, that's going to be rude as shit, and I'm going to go to prison. And I'm not trying to do that because orange ain't my color.
Because you might run into your ex.
Yeah, because he's back in the hoop now.
That
he sure is.
That too.
I keep it real.
Man, that would be so bad. That would be so bad. Can you imagine being in jail? I can't even imagine that. I don't want to.
Can you imagine being in jail with your ex? Like, talk about punishment on top of punishment. Damn.
For real.
You know what I had to do to get away from you? Jeez, now here you are.
I'd be like, please, please, just give me the death penalty. You'd be like, Jeffrey, you're only in here for 2 months. You're going to get released in 3 days. I don't care. Just kill me, please.
Give me some extra sheets so I can do what I got to do to myself.
Oh, I would slash my own wrist if I had to be in jail with my ex. Yeah.
Especially in the same cell, could you imagine? Oh my God.
Well, see, that could happen in your world, but that can't happen in mine. They don't let women and men mix and mingle in jail.
Well,
but
sure
if they did,
I'd probably be
back with my ex for the duration of my time in the slammer because, you know, I don't do little crimes, so I'd be there a while. So you might as well have a, you know, rekindling with your ex, then have to start out fresh.
Well, wait,
no,
what time are we talking
about? To meet new people? Huh?
Yeah, you're going to meet a real quality guy in prison. They'll probably be the same quality you've been meeting on the outside, sister.
Right, so I'd probably rather stick with tried and true.
No, bitch, you might want to pick somebody new. Somebody preferably in prison for murder. They might get you a little further.
Right.
I say that with love. Yeah.
What? No, because...
If you get a murderer, then you're going to have protection. Because, you know, nobody's going to mess with you because they're going to think he's going to murder them.
I don't think so. With my luck, either the person will murder me or all of my friends, particularly former co-stars. I'm sure you understand.
Oh, Amanda Bynes.
I wasn't talking about that one. I was talking about the one you want to murder.
Right.
Oh, Elisa?
No!
Oh, he says it on the radio. Whoa.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you guys miss that memo that I'm done just pretending?
Yes.
Really? Oh. I'm just kidding. I love Elisa. She's a peach. She's a sweetheart. She's got a heart of gold.
We're never going to have friends with him. You know this, Katrina, right?
I guess.
When he doesn't like someone, it's like everything goes to hell.
Okay. Fuck you. There's been a lot of people I don't like that I put up with, damn it.
That's true.
Hey, and I didn't tell it to her face, and come on, she's not going to go back and listen to this episode. No, I like
that's
her
good.
Fine. I'm just busting your balls because it's fun to get you going. Y'all get a little concerned because you never know what's going to come out my mouth.
Okay. I know. I get concerned. Don't you, Katrina?
Nah. I figure only the good die young, so Jeffrey's going to be around a long time. So I should just get used to it now.
This bitch.
Yeah,
oh
that happened.
I'm trying to
go. We have 1 minute left. How do we want to end this train wreck of a show? 1 minute.
Oh,
we want to end this train wreck of the show by telling everybody, please invest in Apple products. Send them my way because I need a new phone since mine got stolen. And that's what Ms. Kitty wants for Christmas. And a new Hello Kitty microwave since I lit mine on fire tonight. You can follow me on Twitter at Katrina A. Johnson. And you can feel free to send all gifts that way. And Ms. Ashley,
yes.
If anyone wants to...
On Twitter
yes.
at Karen Ashley, and that's K-A-R-A-N Ashley.
And you can find me at EMMETTE on Twitter. And don't forget to go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/ / Uncensored Radio. And if I could find
And you're fired.
Yeah, probably. It wouldn't be a bad idea. Okay. Oh, wait. No. Never mind. Hold on. This one. Oh, shit.
There it goes.
No, stop, stop.
Okay.
He's had some on the punch tonight, kid.
Good night, everybody. Oh, God, I hope
you're
I'm so sorry.
I don't even know what this music is, but it's cool. I'm dancing. I'm dancing. I'm shaking my tail feather. Get my Rudolph on. What?
This is awesome without the words.
Good night.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Hola. Well, that was making Finny frisky.
I'm an
adult.
We got three chicks in the dick tonight. What happened? Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. We are back. That's right. You guys have turned into the schmooze because if you ain't schmoozing, you're what?
Losing.
You're losing.
That's right. And, of course, I am one of your lovely co-hosts, Daisy, and joining me tonight is the ever-so-lovely Miss Stephanie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? What a crazy week.
Oh, my God, what a crazy 2 weeks. But let me just give the disclaimer now. This show will be for mature audiences only. If you are under the age of 18, please turn off Blog Talk and look the other way. Because what we're about to do is we're about to get a little frisky.
Mm-hmm.
There is definitely mature content that will be coming out tonight. And as you all know, Miss Katrina Johnson is joining us tonight.
Hello.
And she is interpreting for Finny because apparently we're not paying him and he doesn't want to talk to us. Is that correct?
And if you don't know who Finny is, you need to follow him on Twitter. You need to follow him on Facebook. Finny is
exactly
the rudest dolphin you'll ever come in contact with.
He has
but he's
Instagram.
About that life. He is about
yeah, he
that
really
life.
He is. Yeah, no, he's a bad dude, and he's pissed that you guys aren't paying his fee, so he said the only thing he could do for you all for free was let me do the talking, so.
He had to let
his
bitch do it.
Can you let the audience know who Finny is? I mean, we have listeners who have no idea who he is.
Well, listeners, to all of you listeners who have been living under a rock, let me tell you this. Finny... A.K.A. Finny the Degenerate Dolphin, that is his Instagram, is a lunatic. He is a degenerate. He has problems. And he claims that he's best friends with Charlie Sheen. And he likes illegal activity. And he's just a real bad dude, but he's awesome. And I like listening to him. I like watching him. I like stalking him, and he's into that because he himself is a creeper, so.
That's right.
It works out.
If ever there is blow and hookers involved, Finny is right in the mix.
He is, right, and he claims it. He went to a strip club, and he was supposed to be at Disneyland, but he ended up at the strip club. And he posted pictures of himself at It's called Fritz, that's it. Daisy, I don't know if you know it. It's in your kind of in your hood. And
yeah,
yeah, he went to it, and he posted pictures of himself on the pole. And he's really excited about
that. Now, let me just get this straight. Can you let everyone know where to follow Finny? Because they need to follow him on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Let them know.
Well, I think he was banned from Twitter for the next 24 hours. He's constantly fighting. I guess there was some inappropriate content or blah, blah, blah. I didn't know you really got in trouble, but apparently you get in trouble. Even Twitter has a limit, my friends. So if you're going to say bad words or be suggestive, I guess what you really need to do is try and, like, not spell out the word entirely. Use characters, I guess, instead. And
well, it's
he
a
did
good
not.
Thing I got Blog Talk.
Yeah, exactly.
Uncensored radio.
Because he likes to use the F word. Precisely. So, I mean, this right here is where we can go to not get judged. But apparently Finney, the degenerate dolphin, gets judged. And he got suspended from Twitter momentarily. But you can find him at Finney the Degenerate Dolphin on Instagram. He is also on Facebook, facebook.com/FinneyDolphin. They would not let him change his name from his first name, Finney, to Finney the Degenerate as his middle name. They said no for now. They said he needs to be legit for more than 24 hours, and he hasn't been legit for 1 hour of his life, so I don't know how that's going.
Well, aren't you good friends with Finney? Because I see you in a lot of pictures with him.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, I'm not his only caretaker. He has another set of hands that and legs that take him places. He has another partner in crime, I guess. Oh, and he's trying to get another pair of lips. I know that's right.
Wait, hold on. Before we go any further, hi, James. How are you? Thanks for screening for us tonight, first of all.
Thank you, James.
I am fabulous. How are you ladies doing?
You're fabulous. But I want to hear, because I want to know how you feel. Didn't Finney do some sexual harassment to you via Facebook, James?
He kind of did, but, I mean, I kind of liked it.
Did
I,
you mind? Okay. Let's talk about that.
I'm kind of now looking forward to my trip to Vegas and waking up naked, throwing a chopstick.
You're going to wake up with
a
chopstick.
I saw him put
a
roofie. I saw a picture of him putting a roofie and they had a passed out person in the car.
That was a Power Ranger. He cannot be held responsible for that.
You guys, Finney has been all over the world. He's been to China. He's been, I mean, you guys got to really follow this. When you see these photos, you'll just be amazed at what this dolphin has really done in his life.
That dolphin has done more than most people in the world. And let me just say that I never thought I'd hear the day where James was looking forward to waking up next to fish. I'm just saying.
Well,
right?
You know
that is an excellent point.
But you know what? I have a dolphin, Selena, and she is just not down for some of the things that I think Finney the dolphin would be down for. And
oh, no.
Yeah.
She's
well,
a prude? Jamesy.
Yeah, and, you know, I saw a picture of Finney smoking a cigarette on Facebook. And you know what, Finney? I'll be your cigarette, and you can smoke me all night long.
Oh, he said
Whoa.
He's down. He's down for the Jamesy poll. He said that. Finney, behave. We are just now starting the show. Can you behave for a minute? Jeez, 10 minutes
no.
in. Oh, with innuendo.
He's already lining them up.
Oh, man.
I'm kind of prepared for those Instagram photos now. I'm already ready to meet in those Instagram pictures on that Facebook page. I'm ready for
Good.
It.
Good. That's important.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Would Finney post pictures?
Oh, yeah. Of course. He's a creeper.
So,
he's a pimp.
I'm going to call her ass out because she's in the chat room saying that Finney is a product of Katrina Johnson's deranged mind. And she's
what?
Asking if he's pulling an Amanda Bynes. I'm just saying.
You
Those
know.
Are fighting words. Jennifer, you better be careful because Finney might cut you.
That's true. He's violent. It's because he's
now, is
little.
Is Blowhole any? Is he like Finney at all? Or
no.
No, Blowhole's a girl, and
oh.
Blowhole is, I think, a little more shy because she I don't know. I think she's just less secure than Finny, but she's female and she's straight. Finny's bi-curious. So, I mean, that means he likes
her. He won't be bi-curious for long, I can tell you that.
He's not going to be curious. He's
I don't
be
know.
Turned.
I mean, he gets all the bitches. I've seen the pictures.
He does. That's a fact. That's a fact. He's been big pimping all over Vegas and Disneyland. You don't want to know what he did to Minnie. I signed a non-disclosure form at Disneyland. I'm not supposed to tell you, but there was an incident, and it involved a dolphin tail and a mouse tail, and Minnie's pissed, and that's all I can say.
He's like a real-life chow.
Oh, yeah, it's bad.
Now, hold on, Katrina Johnson. Your birth season was Saturday, so happy birthday to you, my love.
Thank you.
And you were all over the place, and Finny was with you. Now, Finny was held captive at my house for a while.
Yeah, incarcerated.
He was incarcerated because he was bad. And you actually got Finny back on your birthday.
Yep.
And I heard that the next day, you guys got kicked out of Disneyland. Now, what happened? What did you do?
Well, I mean, clearly it wasn't my fault. It was, obviously, it was Finny's fault. Finny convinced us that we should partake in bad behavior, and we were so sweet and innocent, we decided to go along with it. It was my birth season. I said, fine. My lovely cohort in crime, Shannon, was there, and it was just her birthday, so she thought that she could trust Finny because she's so sweet and innocent, and she was wrong. And he convinced her to set him up an Instagram. She did it. And then he convinced us that we needed to take really fun pictures and have really fun videos just in case he needed some social media for later. So we said, okay, fine. So, you know, being in, you know, media myself, doing guilty pleasure, I understand the importance of social media when used the proper way. I therefore went willingly and did not know, I had not known what was about to happen. Unfortunately, he convinced us to stop at the liquor store. We bought a couple bottles of Peach Ciroc, and then we bought Grey Goose, and then we fed it to him, and he drinks like a fish, ladies. Like, it's
well,
true, they say, like a fish. I know, but I didn't know. It's one of those things that you always hear about. Like, you know, you hear crazy people go out on a full moon. But until you go out on a full moon and you encounter those crazy people, you know, you just don't quite get what they're saying. But I get it now. He drinks like a fish, literally. So we get wasted before we even get there. It's like 10 a.m. and we're there just drunk in the parking lot. So we park our car somewhere. God knows where. We'll get to that later. And then we walk him in and he's like, no, I'm not walking. We're like, no, you're not walking. You don't have feet. Duh. He's like, well, no, I'm not letting you walk me either. We're like, okay, what do you want? What do you want us to stick you in a backpack, Prince Finny? Like, what is with the special treatment? So he convinces us that we are also royalty and that princesses do not walk at Disneyland. So he convinced us, right, to get a wheelchair. Now, it just so happens. Yes, it gets worse. An automated wheelchair so that we don't even have to, I don't even have to push if she's in it. And, I mean, Shannon just has recently had a broken ankle, and she's walking now, so she's fine. But he said that she's a princess, and she does not need to hobble all through Disneyland and be a hop-along. He
That's
has
right.
the audacity to make fun of a hop-along because he's insensitive. And so we get this automated wheelchair. We're drunk, wheeling into tourists, honking the horn, being obnoxious. He convinces us in our drunken state. He totally takes advantage. Ladies, if you see Finny and you're drunk, run the other way. He will take advantage of you. He made us take a video of us drunk at Disneyland on the automated wheelchair, running over tourists, honking. It's so obnoxious. Even I was embarrassed, and I have no shame.
He didn't put it on Facebook.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he put it on Facebook.
I didn't see it.
Well, I know that Hopalong, as you lovely like to call her, I know that she posted it on her Facebook, and she was quite upset about getting kicked out because of Finny. Now, Was Finny also the reason that your car was locked in at Disneyland and you could not get to your car?
Yep.
I mean,
of course.
Who has their car locked in at Disneyland? Like, Disneyland closes at, like, 2, 3 in the morning in the parking lot. What happened?
Well, what happened was he needed a drink.
Oh, good God.
Yeah. Because he's an alcoholic, obviously. And he needed to, from what I understand, stay hydrated. That's what he told us. And so we believed him, and we thought it was an actual physical need. So we stopped off at the Uva Bar. And
Uva Bar, yeah.
Uva Bar. Ended up that it was rented out for a private wine tasting party. Finny talked our way in there and got them all convinced that we were guests of honor. So they take us up a private elevator, sit us upstairs, overlooking all of downtown Disney, and they stay open an extra hour while he's imbibing. He's so rude. He let them stay there an hour for him, and he doesn't tip. He's rude. He didn't even tip for that. So
of course not.
We stay there. We close down downtown Disney because it's like a Tuesday. And I think Disneyland closed at 10, and downtown Disney, the last bar that was open besides the Yuva Bar, was House of Blues. So don't you know, of course we closed down that one. And by the time we tried to get back to our car, we took a bus in the wrong direction, couldn't find it. It was closed. Took the bus all the way back. They dropped us off and said, get out. He's offensive. We're not taking you back to the other parking lots to look. And as it turns out, he lied to us. We didn't even get there on a bus. We got there on a tram. That's a whole other thing on a whole other side and a whole other area. But he'd been feeding us shots, and we couldn't find our way around. So,
oh, my goodness.
We had to phone a friend that came to get us. And drove us around everywhere through. There's like 10 different lots at Disneyland, and it's far. And we finally found our car locked inside with a big chain fence and padlocks. Could not get in our car.
So does this only happen when Finny's around, or is this just another Tuesday night in Katrina Johnson's world?
No, I don't do that on Tuesday. I reserve that for at least a weekend.
Okay, so I want to hear Finny's take on Ray J's music video of I Hit It First. Now, if
Finny says he's a dead lie.
He's a dead lie? Why?
Finny said, he hit it first. I believe he did. Why don't you tell everybody what the song is like you're going to before he cuts you off? Go ahead.
It's okay. Well, no, this is the music video. So Ray J did this music video with a Kim Kardashian lookalike. He's talking about, you know, she was into ball players and rappers, and but I hit it first. And he is just so gross in the video. Like, at the end, he just does a little smirk like, haha, I hit it first. Like, I want to hear what Finny's, you know, take on this. Do you think it's a diss?
Yeah, but he was basically saying, though, that he made her.
Oh, yeah. Big time. But he's saying that it has nothing to do with Kim. Right.
He also said that he took her virginity.
Yeah,
but
right.
Obviously, we just found that's a lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Well, I love that in the corner, he put a, like, instead of the E network sign, he put, like, an F in the bottom. I was like, really? Come on. You know that was about Kim Kardashian. Come on. Stop. Just stop.
The video is like a lookalike of her, and obviously it showed footage of the sex tape. But, I mean, Kanye's, like, having a child with this woman. Like, that's just really stupid on his part, I would think.
Yeah, but he hit it first. So, well, no. Apparently, Finny hit it first.
Yeah. Well,
so
from what Finny said.
Well, let's tell us the story.
Okay, here's the thing. You know, Finney likes rappers. He gets down in that crowd. That's his scene. He likes to smoke a blunt and get in the studio. And
okay.
Finney is friends. I don't know if you know this. Finney is friends with Drake. He's friends with Lil Wayne. Finney tried to tap Nicki Minaj. I think got like half a lucky once. But apparently they were having a late night jam session one night, and they were talking about Kim Kardashian, and it was just Finney and Drake just flowing in the booth, and Finney was like, yo, you know what happened with me and Kim? And Drake's like, what? And Finney's like, you know, I drowned in the pussy, so I swam to the butt. And, you know, I guess that now, unfortunately, you know, Finney and Drake have beef because Drake made millions off of it. But that's what happened, and, you know, that is rap history right there.
So that was Finney's
line.
That's right. Drake stole it. Y'all heard it here first. Here's an exclusive on Quincy Radio.
Yeah, and by the way,
I want to party with Finn.
Yeah, you got to. I mean, he lives in Vegas because that's where the degenerates live. Clearly,
Absolutely.
I live here. That's why. But, no, he's definitely a good time. He's not here for a long time, but he's here for a good time.
Oh, definitely. See, Finney went with Katrina and I to Temecula, and he went wine tasting. And
of course.
Finney was definitely a degenerate when we went. And I had actually had surgery. Do you remember that? And,
yeah.
And he kept trying to, like, teabag my drinks. And,
he was trying to give you that magic juice to make your eyeball better.
That's right. And I remember specifically that I was a little intoxicated because, you know, Finney kept giving me drinks. And at one point, we were in a drive-thru, and Finney proceeded to hump my face. And I didn't really like it.
He said he liked it. Word on the street. He tweeted that he liked it before he got shut down.
Listen, Finney knows what's up. Finney doesn't want to get punched in his freaking dolphin face. I'm just saying.
Or does he?
He might.
Oh, God.
He likes that, doesn't
he?
He's a sadist, I'm telling you.
Yeah, he's a sicko.
He is a sicko, but I will tell you this.
His own show on Uncensored Radio.
What?
Who agrees that Finney needs his own show on Uncensored Radio?
Oh, my
God.
Well,
he's too much of a prima donna. I don't think we can even afford him.
That's true.
It's
well,
rude.
Okay, yeah.
And you never know if he'll show up for work or not.
Of
That's
course
right.
not.
He's a degenerate.
Well,
he's rude
really
that way.
You know, we could pre-tape. It's cool.
Ha! Don't give him ideas. Listen, do you know how inflated his little fishy face is ever since he went to Morphicon and then he had the audacity to swim the red carpet and paparazzi actually cared? They actually snapped his picture and they figured this fool must be famous because girls were lining up thinking he was cute, and that's how he gets them. Like, ladies, don't be fooled. He's not cute.
But you know what? You can deflate his ego very easily. I can just tell you
that. That's true, and I need to do that.
Pop the button in his butt and let some of the air out.
Yeah, but he gets excited.
He does get excited. James, let me just tell you. You have not lived until you've had Finney hump your face in a drive-thru. Just saying.
Oh, it's going to happen. He was inviting himself at the Jamesy's house. Like,
that's
crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
crazy.
Right. It was a little creepy.
I liked it, but yeah, it was totally creepy.
He told me to take the screen off my window. He's coming in.
Oh, see? See? He's such a perv. Like, he didn't even wait to get an invitation. He just said he was doing it. Creepy bastard.
I know.
Aren't they all?
How did he know? How did he know that I could take the screen off my window, Katrina?
I didn't tell him. I did not tell him. I think that he just knows because he listens to the show because he's a dirty creeper. That's
he
what
is
I get.
A dirty creeper.
So
and he is a
like
dirty creeper.
So that's what
Hold
he
on.
Likes because he heard my confession?
Yeah, I think he was listening. That has to be it.
Gotcha.
Oh, and you know who else?
And Finny loving hookers and blow. I want to know, has he partied with Amanda Bynes lately? Because she has somewhat of the same freaking circle of friends.
Some of the same friends?
Yeah.
I don't think lately. Although, you know, he was missing for a few months. And I think maybe that he could be the reason that she's now making twerk videos and going nuts and shaving her head and shit. I think that he might have corrupted her, and I think that could be a problem.
Mm.
I mean, so
he's
I know.
Got
yeah, I know that he's good friends with Jake Pentland, you know, from our Saturday show.
Oh, yeah.
And, but I know that, you know, Finny likes to create drama and cause controversy and get people talking. He learned that from Jake. But Jake's married, so I think that that's where that ends. So I think that really Finny kind of, you know, went off on his own. But if he can figure out that Jamesy has a screen window that can be removed, he can figure out where to find Amanda Bynes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's a problem.
So how does Finny feel about Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez getting back together and him taking a shirtless picture and putting it on Instagram with a stupid caption?
He said, good luck, Biebs. I already got that. I hit it, I hit it, I hit it, I hit it, I hit it. Second.
So let me get this straight. Finny hit him, then he hit Selena Gomez. I mean, is anybody that
he said he roofied poor Selena, that she was too nice and wouldn't let it happen. He said Kim's a dirty girl, and that was just a given. And he said that Amanda Bynes was more fun than both of them combined.
Wow.
Take it how you will, folks. I don't even know what to say.
So I got to ask. I think she was with Reese Witherspoon, too. Did she let him know, like, do you know what my name is?
Oh, yeah. But he thought that's just what she does when she was super excited because she kept saying, what's my name, bitch? What's my name? So he didn't, like, take that she was a prima donna. He just took it as she was doing it right. Sorry, Finn, you suck. That doesn't mean you're doing it right, you loser. She didn't even like
you. Are you yelling at him right now?
Yeah. He's an idiot.
What is he doing?
He's saying, He's so full of himself, it's ridiculous. Oh, no, people, late-breaking news. Apparently,
uh-oh.
Twitter has let him back on.
Oh, all right.
He had to change his name. He had to change his name. He's outsmarting the system for at least a day. So, currently, he's back on Twitter. And he is, what did you change it to? Oh, okay. Like, they're not going to figure that out. He's at Finny, PRV Dolphin.
PRV Dolphin?
Perv. He's a perv. He's Finny the Perv Dolphin. Wow, really? How original. They're going to shut you down again, you idiot. Okay.
So for those of you who are listening in online, you have to follow Finny at Finny PRV Dolphin. And again, you got to go see the pictures of this guy's life, this dolphin's life. It's absolutely crazy. Follow him on Facebook.com/ Finny Dolphin, F-I-N-N-Y Dolphin.
That is right. Finny and his adventures with Miss Katrina Johnson are really something that everybody needs to experience because not every dolphin goes to China. Not every dolphin goes to Disneyland. Not every dolphin rides on a pole at Fritz in the middle of the week. So, you know, you really should follow him.
Yeah.
Now, he's definitely great entertainment.
Oh,
yeah, he's
definitely.
As long as you're over 18, folks, because, you know, we don't need to get us in trouble.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw he made a post that said he, you know, he loves bad bitches. That's his fucking problem.
Yeah.
It is a problem. It is a problem.
And he's a derelict degenerate. He doesn't even have a job, so I don't even know how he gets bad bitches. He can't buy
Doesn't he get paid to party?
Sometimes, but you know that all goes up his fish nose.
Well, I'm following Finny on Twitter, and I expect to follow back, just saying.
Well, Finny,
well,
get on it. He says he doesn't
right,
have
Finny.
Thumbs. He'll get to it later.
He has a nose. And
he
something else
busy.
That poked me on my cheek one day
he
that I
that's
care not
busy.
To remember. That's busy?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
He's rude. Wow. I can't even.
Jennifer Mullen in the chat room said, not every dolphin makes it out of China.
That's true. Finny, you better behave because I heard that they like sushi over there. Don't make me take you back.
Oh, hell. So how does he feel about Flipper? I mean, does he like the guy? Is he kind of pissed off? He kind of stole his mojo a little bit?
No, he would like to thank Flipper for paving the way. He says Flipper's OG, and he's gotten him wasted a few times. That Flipper likes the pixie dust. I don't know what that means, but the derelict degenerate has done corrupted him at least twice, he said.
Okay, so people in the chat room are confused, so I just want to clear the air. Finny the Dolphin is not a dude that is weird and creepy fan of Katrina that refuses to leave her alone. He is the degenerate dolphin. Now, he travels with Katrina Johnson almost everywhere. And he's a degenerate. He's pretty bad. You need to follow him on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter now at Finny PRV Dolphin and figure out what he's about. Because seriously, if you don't know, well, you should. And most of the time, he hit it first.
Yeah.
So
I want to know about some more times. I mean, like, these pictures are, like, worth 1,000 words. Like, can he tell us, like, what it was like partying with Charlie Sheen?
Well, he said that the media didn't even portray half of it. But said that, really, that to protect him, Charlie went on a mass media parade saying that he drinks tiger's blood, but Finny said really it's dolphin's blood.
Oh.
But that Finny was in the middle of a custody hearing, and so Charlie wasn't trying to get him in trouble.
Oh.
But,
right.
I mean, I guess now the courts all know what a degenerate he is, and so he's never going to have custody of anything, so he can't
even get a
pound puppy.
Yeah, because I saw he got a couple DUIs. He was driving
right.
drunk and stuff.
No, he did. Dang, you're really well informed. You do your due diligence. Yeah, no, he's been in the slammer. I mean, he's got street cred. You can't just go hang out a little wheezy if you don't have street cred. No.
That's right.
I mean, he said it's a little hard getting in that crew, getting initiated because he doesn't have any tats, because he's afraid of needles, because he doesn't want to pop. But he's managed because he's got a very long rap sheet, so he fits in. But I mean, yeah, he's been everywhere. He's been to every strip club in Vegas. He's working on every strip club in L.A. He's been to every rub and tug in Hong Kong. He said those are the best because they have small hands and they make him feel like a full-grown dolphin. And he says that he has a little dungeon in his house that was really my house because he's a moocher and that's where he lives. Apparently, there's a room in my house that has all kinds of paraphernalia.
That's
but,
true.
But, I mean, you know, I'm single. Maybe I could go borrow some, Finny. Why are you such a cheap bastard? Oh, really? Really? He said he's Jewish. That's a lie. He has never been to temple. He's not religious. Don't be fooled. Wow.
What does Finn think about Benoit balls?
Oh. He Ooh. Said he likes balls, all kind. He likes Ben's, too.
Is he able to use them since he is a dolphin?
He said that he wants to practice on Jamesy's.
Oh.
Oh.
James?
What the hell is it?
Do you have anything to say for yourself?
Oh, James doesn't know what it is.
Oh, well, they're fun. They're these balls that you stick inside you, and then you, and then it squeezes, and then you, and then you feel, Well, well, doesn't it make like the muscles like tighter?
Yeah, yeah. Keep it right, keep it tight.
James, remember we had to talk about this, I think, on Chick Chat one day.
Yeah, we did.
Yep. Well, since then, I purchased a pair.
Uh-oh. Oh, Anna. Why are we closer friends than we are right now? I mean, Vinny talking, that to me as well.
That's because she's my friend. You back off.
I like that. Finny, I know, okay, I'm sorry. I'm stealing your Steve. He's getting mad at me right now.
Well, I didn't, like, you know, they, you get them and they come in the little case. So I knew what to do with them. But, like, I had to, like, Google, like, what's the point? Like, okay, they're in there. They're not going anywhere. But then I found out, like, you're supposed to, like, keep them in there for, like, a period of time. And, like, if you do that, then obviously the muscles, you know, you strengthen the muscles and can learn to move them around and stuff. I cleaned the fucking house with those motherfuckers. but then the next day, I was, like, horny as fuck for the whole day. I was like, I don't know if these are such a good thing.
I think that's a great thing. I thought you were going to say the next day you're exhausted for that. I was wrong.
Thanks, Stephanie. Now Kat's going to be like, Daisy, do you know what I want for my birthday next year?
Guess what, Daisy? I'm working out right now. And one, two, squeeze.
Oh, my Lord. I want to know why I'm looking at a picture of Finny smoking a cigarette. What is this?
You know, I'm allergic to most cigarettes. Daisy, I know you know this.
Yes.
So he actually started smoking weed, and he told me that it's completely legal because he got some card that says it's okay in California, and he said he wants to relocate back to your house where it's all good, man.
Wow.
Do you want to tell me about that? It's not legal for everyone in California. It's just, he said he found some doctor who believed that he was dehydrated.
He had glaucoma.
He said, I don't know.
He must have been
glaucoma. Something about he convinced Daisy's dog to hold a red crayon and hold it into his eyeball so that he looked like he had bloodshot red eyes. And apparently, Sexy Rexy, Daisy's sweet little innocent baby, was drawn to the dark side and went willingly and helped him out. And Finny used it to get a medicinal marijuana card. I guess. I mean, this is new to me. He came home from your house, and now he's got bad habits, okay? And he's got the munchies. And it's rude,
blame it
okay?
On me.
I do.
Blame it on me.
I do, can, will, and am.
Listen, that little
Daisy, what were you doing over there?
I wasn't doing shit. I don't got the glaucoma.
She was
no
at work. She's a terrible parent because she's at work all the time. And, you know, my, you know, sweet little innocent pet perverted dolphin, the degenerate, can't be a latchkey dolphin. It does not work.
He's got to be a free spirit.
Yeah.
Oh, he was a free spirit, all right. He's been a free spirit all over my walls. Yeah. Let's
he said,
there.
And on your dining room table, and in your closet, and on your dog. I don't know what that means, but apparently his spirit has been freed all up on your house.
Yeah, well, you can thank Katrina Johnson for that, because, you know,
she
learned
it from
his mother. Yeah.
That's a fact. He got it from his mama. Hashtag,
That's
he got
right.
it from his mama.
Oh boy, if you guys have tuned in, this is the craziness that is Uncensored Radio, and this is the Schmooze. And yeah, we're talking about Finny, we're talking about the degenerate dolphin, and I want to know, how was this picture taken of Finny with his face in somebody's close to hoo-ha, but
I know he was giving him a blowjob in the car.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he's bi-curious. He said, don't judge. And then he said, ah, fuck it. Go ahead. well, what happened was you know, I said we got locked inside Disneyland and I had to have some of my friends come pick us up. And he felt that it was only fair if he, finger fins in the air, paid his way.
Wow, you
and
did not want to know what I was understood from that. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Fingers.
And so he was just paying it forward, I guess.
So he took one for the team.
He gave one to that team. Yeah.
So I want to know, was Finny harmed in the accident on Sunday?
No. Oh, I'm so pissed at him. Okay. We were on the way to my birthday party, one of them, and we were in a car accident. My car, obviously, of course it was my car, hit the car in front of them, which was full of my hot girlfriends. And Finny is such a pervert that, of course, he was in the car with the hot girlfriends. And he was unharmed because at the time he was motorboating, and he said he was cushioned. So he's a bastard. I was harmed. I flew straight into the dashboard, and my knee is so purple and swollen and painful, and that little douche was unharmed, of course.
Of course. Now, can you tell the audience how many car accidents you've been in? And I'm not talking about you driving. I'm talking about you've just been in the car and it's crashed.
11. Oh, this makes 12.
12 car accidents. So
in a period of how many years?
I mean, in my driving history, it's like a car year.
That's what it's averaging to about. But I do remember one particular year, it was like a car accident like every like 3 months.
Few months. Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah. And it wasn't even her fault. She was getting hit by big rigs.
I was. Like, I kept getting rear-ended. It was so rude.
It was.
Yeah, well, that wasn't even my fault. But, you know, I think that Finny was motorboating the driver, and that's why.
Oh.
He didn't
say
who he was motorboating, but I'm guessing it was the driver.
So he almost
and I'm
killed
guessing
you.
It was.
He
yeah.
almost killed
oh,
you, and, you, still, and you take care of him?
Time. Yeah, I feel bad for him, and I know he's not going to go away. So, I mean, I might as well just keep him comfortable so that I remain comfortable, because there's no point in depriving him. It doesn't work.
So is Finny going to give you a massage to heal all your wounds, or are you kind of steering away from that?
I do not trust that. Absolutely not.
Why wouldn't you care?
I don't even know where he's all the way been. I can only imagine with Charlie as his homeboy, and the fact that Charlie is protecting him even scares me. So, by the way, Finny says that he knows royalty and that he's the reason that Prince Harry got Harry in Vegas.
Oh, so you're telling me that the day that Prince Harry was naked and people took pictures
rubbing up
of
on
it.
Tourists, he learned that move from Finny. What do you think? That's new? That was new to him. He learned that from Finny.
I see. So Finny taught him that, and now did Finny give him extra, you know, stuff to make him just a little bit, you know,
he said
relax?
He gave him a bunch of little blue pills and some other colored stuff.
Colored stuff.
Apparently.
Wow.
That's what he said, yeah.
Finny is just bad all around. I'm not sure that you should entirely be hanging out with him.
Well, I mean, you know, my dad is in the house, and I figured that that would really save us all, and I think it really does, and I think that it has, because I can only imagine how bad, how much worse off we would all be if we were not living in the same house as a pastor, and I think that's why we haven't gone to hell yet.
Why? Because Finny, it makes it easier for Finny to confess his sins?
Yeah, daily.
Your poor dad.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's just say that Finny is no good. And the bastard's trying to eat your Tapatio Lay's, isn't he?
He was. He said it had Lay's in the title, and that was created for him, and I guess.
You see what happened? You see what happens when you give a dolphin a little bit too much leniency?
Now, I have a question for Finn. He, I mean, you know, I know he likes to smoke a little weed, and obviously, but being that he's a dolphin, you know, the rule of thumb is usually if you can smell it across the room, that is not the good shit. You can't compare pussy to weed. But does that apply to him since he likes fish?
No, he says his breath smells like that 24/7. You figure it out.
Okay.
Wow. Wow. Well, he did
do
say
that. Do we have
that,
like a parental advisory? Do we have a warning? Something along the lines of the thoughts expressed here are the thoughts expressed and felt only by Finny the degenerate dolphin and Finny alone. They do not express
the following is intended only for
there you
material.
Go, that. There we go. That, thank you. My gosh, I'm starting to sweat over here. I was getting so stressed out, worried about it. Okay, no lawsuits, people. You've been warned.
We should have been playing that like every 15 minutes.
Listen, I don't
can
know.
Can we get the video of you guys driving around in the electric wheelchair at Disneyland, though? Can we get that on Facebook, please?
Yeah, I'll text it to Daisy and she can do what she needs with it. No, I'll text it to Jamesy.
Okay.
Actually, I have it on my page, I think. So you might as well just scroll down to my page. And this will be an excellent time to give you my page. So Facebook.com/DaisyConcepcion. And you will be able to see Finny and his adventures in Disneyland while drunk driving the electronic wheelchair. You can share it, tell your friends about it, and make sure that he's being followed. Not followed, but Twitter followed. He gets a little paranoid.
Go ahead and send me the video, and I'll put it on the YouTube channel so even more people can see it.
Oh, Lord. And we'll share it on the Schmooze, our Twitter, and our Facebook page.
That's right. And I do want to reiterate the opinions here are not the views of Blog Talk Radio, Uncensored Radio, or the Schmooze Radio. They are completely from the degenerate mind. Exactly.
Yes,
they're
the following
completely
is intended for a mature audience.
I'm just going to randomly start playing that for the next 12 minutes.
they are completely the views and perspectives of Finny the Degenerate Dolphin, so please don't judge us. I know Katrina is judged often because she has to interpret sometimes for him.
I know, and it's not my fault. I just feel bad for him. I'm trying to do a public service here.
That's
well,
right.
I have a question for Katrina.
Yes?
Did you, during your birthday week celebration, did you at all rock out to Her Name's Katrina, the special birthday song?
I did. They actually played it at Rehab, the pool party at the Hard Rock.
No, they did not. Did they?
They did. Because my friends are awesome.
Wow.
Well,
that's kind of impressive.
Do we have anybody in the chat room or on the line who would like to ask Finny any questions?
Yes, please. If you guys have any questions that you want to ask Finny, write it down, call in, let us know, and we can ask the degenerate dolphin. Now,
are those
I know these
listening
people
in online, just press one.
That's right. Now, I know that we have people in the chat room that have plenty to say about Finny, Jennifer Mulholland. So, if you have a question for the dolphin, bring it on up. Now, I'm trying to look for the video, Katrina, and I cannot find it. So, where did Finny put it?
Well, I know it's on my page. I think that actually it was text to you, and that's how you saw it. But it was on my page, and I have texted to you, and I have texted to Jamesy. I hear him giggling. Why are you giggling, Jamesy?
Jennifer Mulholland just said in the chat room, Katrina went to rehab?
what?
Rehab the pool party, not rehab for my problems, duh.
No, that's another show entirely, Jennifer. Get it right. She went to rehab the pool party at Hard Rock.
Yeah, I don't have time for the real deal. What are you talking about? Hilarious.
Why was Finny trying to jump off a cliff?
Hold on. And then she just said, stop fucking calling me out.
So he does it again. There you go.
See? Finny.
I think Finny overdosed on something and couldn't handle it, and he was a little upset and a little depressed. Too much Prozac, not enough Prozac, too much fish, who knows. And he decided that he was going to be a jumper and take his own life. And good thing is he learned how to swim, so it didn't work. So there's a video of that.
Thank God. There's a video of it.
What would we do for our own entertainment? Yeah, he's jumping off a bridge.
Wow, we got to see that, too. We need it.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. So I just shared the video on my Facebook page. So if y'all my friends, go ahead and look at the video of Finny the Dolphin. And this should be so much fun. Now, I have a lot of people here on the chat room. What are we saying here? You know what she meant? What did she mean?
I don't know. I'm lost. Say what?
Okay. So we love you, Jennifer. Don't get mad at us. with that being said, is there anything else that Finny wants to let us know within the last 9 minutes of the show? I know he's dying to get some stuff off his chest, right?
He said he's dying to get onto your chest.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, tell Finny to take a number.
He said throw some D's on that bitch. He must be referring to himself in the third person. Weird.
I see. So I have to ask, you know, because you said earlier that Finny has to get street cred, and mm-hmm. that's why he likes to, like, go to the recording studio and smoke a blunt and all this other stuff. Now, you're hanging out with Drake. So, I mean, how much street cred can you possibly get on the hard streets of Canada?
Well, he said he likes bad bitches, and Drake is a bad bitch.
How is he bad? Like,
emphasis on bitch.
Well, I mean, come on. I mean, Amanda Bynes is trying to fuck Drake, and Finny already hit that. He hit it first, so.
That's right.
He's keeping in the family. It's all good.
So what does Finny think of Amanda Bynes' new video that she posted of herself just looking into a mirror and playing freaking house music in the background?
He said that she was on a good one and it was his fault. She had to numb the pain of his absence.
I see.
And that she needs a new pair of balls because he took them.
Oh, I see. So is that what's wrong with her? Lost. She's having Finny withdrawals? Is that why she's just going off the deep end?
Yeah, and, you know, he roofied her. I mean, it was by choice, not like on the Power Ranger roofie picture that he posted on his Facebook. Well, whenever he roofies a Power Ranger, I guess they don't go willingly, and they put up a really good fight, so he roofies mm-hmm. them. But Amanda Bynes doesn't really put up a fight. She says, please, please roofie me. Thank you, Master. May I have another? And he doesn't like to deprive a pretty girl. Now that she shaved her head and she looks all crazy, he might deprive her.
And that's why she's acting like insane. She's missing that dolphin D.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, good dolphins are hard to come by. So she's having withdrawals. Don't judge her, Stephanie, or him. Don't judge him.
Sometimes he dresses like a her. Sometimes, you know. It happens.
That's the weekend, though, and it's Monday, so we got to keep it PG. Or at least, like, R. The show tonight.
He said, well, how you keep it D.
Tell Finny he needs to back up off my shit. Get off my Kool-Aid.
He said he likes how on your Twitter the fourth picture's of him.
Ah, I see. He's stalking
he is
my
a creeper.
He
Why
said
is he,
he likes that it's a picture and that in there he's hashtagged with me and you and Michael Fishman and Jeffrey Emma and Karen Ashley. And he said it's actually his fat friend Blowhole. And that he's pissed now because he thought it was him and he got excited.
No, it's not him. It's Blowhole, because Blowhole is not, you know, Finney's degenerate. I hate having to, like, you know, cover my tits every single time he's around.
Oh,
he needs
he said
to stop.
He's pissed. He said you're fighting and that next time he goes to your house, he's taking a shit on your coffee table. Again. And wiping
Again?
It on the dog. And wiping it on the dog.
Wow. Finny will get hurt if he touches my dog. Just let him know that.
He said he liked it.
Oh, my God. Of course he would. Of course he would. This is not two girls in a cup or a girl, a dog in a cup. Okay, so tell him to get over it.
He said he dares you. I don't know what that means, but.
Oh, Lord. Oh, give me patience. Stephanie, do you have any closing words for Finny?
No, but thank you for coming on, even though you weren't paid. We appreciate it. And thank you, Katrina, for coming on and interpreting for him. We really appreciate that, because if you guys are not, if you didn't listen or you're going to listen later, you have got to follow Finny, because he is a party. He's hell on wheels, to say the least. And
for
he's
sure.
just a train wreck waiting to happen, and it's just fun to follow.
Uh-huh. Yep. So why don't you give him the Twitter handles again? He's Finny PRV Dolphin. So make sure that you guys follow him. And on Instagram, he's Finny the Degenerate Dolphin. So
Correct.
You guys make sure to follow him. Now,
I have one last question.
Oh, man.
Make it quick.
How many tablespoons and how many quarters?
Oh, wow.
He said he's 38 tablespoons and no quarters. He said he's half dollars, man. Get it right.
Wow. Okay, so we've had a great time with Finny today, but I do want to just real quick plug our Twitter handles, and then I have one more announcement before we go. So quickly, Stephanie, plug our Twitter, the schmooze.
Yes, our Twitter handle is the schmooze, UCR, and my personal is at MZKONYK.
All right. And you can follow me at Daisy Concept. I had to think about that for a minute. And at Facebook at Daisy Concepcion /. Now, on a little bit more of a somber note, but I still got to let you guys know, I have a friend of mine whose brother passed away. And it was recently on Thursday. You guys probably would have seen it on the news. He worked for Southern California Edison. There was an underground electrical fire that happened, and he was electrocuted. He did pass on. And Southern California Edison has set up a memorial fund for him. So if you guys want to donate to the family, I'd greatly appreciate it. His name is Jose Raul Ross. And you can send any type of donation in care of Edison International Community Investment to 2244 Walnut Grove Avenue, Rosemead, California. Or you could call for any information, 866-524-8533, 866-524-8533. And he leaves behind two daughters and a wife, so any donations would be greatly appreciated. Thanks for tuning in. And, of course, this has been your Crazy Monday with Finny the Freaking Dolphin, Stephanie, and myself, and Jamesy, of course. Did you guys have fun with Finny?
We did.
He's posting on my Facebook page to bring those balls over, boo. Let's get it going.
Oh, man. I turn away for 1 second, and then he's sending perverted Facebook. I can't say I'm surprised. I'm sorry.
I'm watching you, Finny. I'm watching you.
Oh, Lord. He's Finny the Degenerate Dolphin.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Finny just posted on my wall.
He's rude. He's a stalker.
There's stalking like milk. Come on, Finny, get with the program, you degenerate dolphin.
He said he's following
me. Thank you, Katrina.
He's all about it. My pleasure.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at The Schmooze UCR and on Facebook, The Schmooze on Uncensored Radio. We'll talk to you next week.
See you guys next Monday.
See you guys next Monday.
Be sure to listen to What's On the Air on Friday.
Yes, Jamesy, from here. Sorry about that, but you know we love you. Bye, Finny. He's off. Bye.